Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
So, when people show you who they are, you should believe them.
That's the saying, right?
Right? And so, you know, with Paul's girlfriend, it's like, she's showing you who she is. Maybe pay attention.
But she won't do that to me.
Will she? Is this a red flag? Okay, you have to hear the story. Go ahead, Paul.
So I'm realizing that I may be dating a scam artist.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's a harsh thing to say, but my girlfriend is completely screwing over her ex-husband, and I'm trying to figure out if I'm okay with it or not.
Okay.
Yeah, when we first met, I was newly divorced and thought, I'll never have any interest in getting married again. Totally meant that, by the way. And of course, one thing led to another, and I met the perfect woman because she was in the same situation and said the same thing.
Ooh.
She didn't want to get married either. She was newly divorced, and you know, she's a super independent woman who is very vocal about not needing a man, which I love and I'm totally supportive of.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, of course, started out more of a booty call. And then we started hanging out more and more over the last year. But I'll admit, I have fallen head over heels, and it's getting more serious.
Uh-oh.
You know, I hate to be cliche about it, but I feel a little bit like I'm the chick, and she's the dude who won't commit.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She's still holding back. It didn't make sense to me because we spend the night at each other's house almost every night, and whenever I talk about the future, she just changes the subject. And I said, look, why don't we just move in together and have a trial run and see if it works? But every time I bring that up, she takes the same stance and she says, why try to fix something that ain't broken? But then, like one drunken night, the truth came out and here's what's going on. She's getting paid spousal support from her rich ex-husband and it stops the moment she moves on.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So, look, I guess it should have been a red flag that an elementary school teacher lived in one of the biggest homes on the lake, but I didn't question it because I just assumed she got it in the divorce. Well, she definitely did, and much more.
So what, like, what are you thinking?
My response to that news was that it shouldn't be a big deal because I don't want to get married again. But she said she can't even live with somebody, and if she does, she stops getting paid, so if I want to be with her, I have to be okay with that. Basically, I have to have her rich ex-husband daddy in the relationship.
Oh, boy.
And that's when it dawned on me that she's totally scamming her ex-husband. I shared it with my sister, and she was appalled and said, why on earth would you want to be with somebody that could easily do the same thing to you? But it's not like I'm some dude who's living paycheck to paycheck. We could have a great life together if only she wanted that. I mean, she says she's scared to get hurt again, which I get, but everyone is saying that she just doesn't want to lose the money.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of guys in the Twin Cities right now who are like, dude, shut up. What are you doing?
No, but if you want to be with somebody, you want to fully be with them, not live somewhere else and like pretend you're not having a relationship.
I get that. But right now, everything's being paid for. She has a gigantic house and fine, you don't live with her, but you could stay there every single night probably.
I have a good job. Like, we could have a life together. Maybe not as extravagant as that, but I could definitely give her a good life. The bottom line is that I love her, but I don't know if it's worth pushing the issue with everything that's in way.
Well, right. If you push her, she chooses you and something doesn't work out. She just gave up everything.
Right. Yeah. And I don't want to do that to her either. But I guess I'm being selfish because I really just want to be with her.
Michelle, you're in the same situation?
Yes. Love the hell out of it.
Really?
Only thing, I have adult children who are in college. I mean, young adults. And they need money to be supported while they're in full-time college. It's the only thing I get to help support those kids.
Oh.
And I am in a relationship I could easily move on, but I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to ride it out till the money's done, and then I'll move on.
Oh.
I've moved on, but I haven't moved on.
Okay, so how long do you think you'll keep hanging on to this?
I think I probably have another 4 years left. But it's the only thing I get to help support these children. And he lives in another state. He just kind of left.
Okay.
So, heck yeah. I mean, love every bit of it. She obviously earned this. I earned it out of my marriage. She obviously earned it. You don't know what happened in that marriage. So if this is what she chooses or she feels she needs to do, love it.
Okay. From someone who's in the same exact thing. Interesting. Didn't expect that.
No.
But Dawn in Minneapolis says this is very common.
Yeah, hi. It's not something I'm going through, but I have lots of friends that, you know, just like the last caller said, it's the money they're getting. And, you know, they're making the sacrifice somewhat, too, of staying out of the relationship that they maybe really want to be in, just so they have this money to provide for their children. And then eventually that does go away. So while the perk is there, I guess, take it, because they're sacrificing a bit as well. It's, you know, they can't move on to some extent.
She doesn't have any kids, so this is just spousal support.
Yeah, I mean, and I suppose that would change it, but I think it's her own, well, I hate to say hell, that she has to live in then. If that's something she wants to do, to still be tied to someone she's divorced to, mm-hmm. or divorced from, then, you know, if that's the road she wants to go on, I suppose she's making her own bed.
Hmm. Okay, I did not expect so many people to say, this is great, totally do it.
I guess I didn't know it was a common thing.
Yeah. Stick with her for love, and eventually she will either realize it's worth dropping the money or she won't. Either way, you'll find out your truth.
Right. And it's taken a long time for you guys to even get serious, right?
This woman is lying to him. It's her excuse for not wanting to commit. I mean, it could be.
Yeah.
Just because she's getting support doesn't mean she's scamming him. Let her live her life, somebody says.
But do you want to be in it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the whole question.
Love and don't push. Love, dude. She doesn't want to depend on someone. Like it or not, doing this is what makes her independent. She comes with strings. Love it or leave it.
I guess we all have baggage. There's going to be something.
Mm. Okay, I am shocked that people are saying, no, this is fine. You're fine.
I guess sort of me too.
Okay.
We always get a few that just throw you through a loop. You're like, no way. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it.
And she's already got the money from her ex. She doesn't need it from you.
Renee's in Cottage Grove. Your thoughts on Love Merlistum?
Here's the thing. He's the one who's changing the rules on her. So it's only been a year. It hasn't been multiple years. She said she did not want to get married again. So why is he pushing it so soon?
I think it's just the connection. You just never really want to have somebody that you're with still connected to an ex, right?
Yeah, but it's only been a year. And he said he didn't want to get married again. She said she didn't want to get married again.
Mm-hmm.
So it hasn't been long enough for him to be pushing it and then calling her a scammer because she's not ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think he just fell in love and now he wants more. And that's that problem when you start out very casual.
Yeah, right. Okay, thank you, Renee. Appreciate it. All right, so it sounds like it's a love, Paul. I mean, don't throw this away just yet. Clearly, it's not over.
This is what I thought, and somebody texted in. It's interesting that she says she's very independent, doesn't need a man, but she continues to get the money from a man.
Right. That is interesting, isn't it?